We are back with another episode of Never Trust a Skinny Cook. Mike Cummings, along with Miss Sammy Quiggins. And Miss Sammy, how are you today?
I'm really good. How are you?
I am doing well, and happy Valentine's Day.
And the same to you. Saw that picture of you and that sweet grandbaby.
Yeah, that's my Valentine's.
And the teeth already got Papa twisted around her finger.
Absolutely.
Barbara and Teddy Brown have a new great-granddaughter, so they're kind of like her, too.
Everybody had always told me, you don't know what it's like until you actually have a grandbaby of your own, and I would have to agree with that.
Well, I'm glad for you, and she's a cutie, I'll tell you.
Well, thank you very much. Now, we are going to talk today a little bit about one of my favorites. We're going to talk beef stew.
Right, you know, it's winter, and we need for those good stick-to-your-ribs foods. Of course, the problem with me, they stuck to more than my ribs.
Me and you both.
I know, we all made those New Year's resolutions with dirty dieting words like Atkins and Weight Watchers.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, it's past the New Year now.
It is, and I think it's time we talk about that beef stew.
Yeah, you know, the funny thing was, like, when I was growing up, Nora, Charles, Jonathan, and I, we really didn't like things like beef stew and mama cooking. We kind of whined and moped around. We wanted tuna sandwiches and chips.
Okay.
Instead of beef stew and white berry beans and cornbread. You know, I've decided now as I get older, I think we all like that other meal pretty well.
It's funny how things come around like that, isn't it?
Isn't that funny? We'd be so tickled, you know, when we got to have tuna fish and potato chips instead of things like I talk about, chicken and dumplings and beef stew and pot roast and fried chicken. Oh, we always like fried chicken, though.
I got to tell you, I like tuna fish, but it's one of those things where it's a few and far between type thing.
You're right. I like tuna fish. I love it in the summer in a fresh tomato.
Mm-hmm.
And I like it on toast, you know, with pickles and sandwich. But, you know, when I think about sitting down to one of Mama's meals, I believe that tuna fish should be left in the lurch.
I understand. I'm one of those people that also will put a slice of cheese on a tuna sandwich.
You know, I never heard of that until some of the people I worked with that I worked with through the years would put cheese on theirs.
Mm-hmm.
Do you toast it or do you just lay it on there?
I toast it, and that way the cheese gets just a little bit melty, and I think it adds to the sandwich greatly.
I like tuna fish. I like it with dill pickles in it and kind of spicy, some dill, you know, and hard-boiled egg. I usually put hard-boiled egg when I make tuna salad. But that's not the recipe I was going to give. I don't know. We just sort of wander off down the road, don't we?
We do from time to time, but that's okay.
Well, I think it's a good easy beef stew recipe, and I do like beef stew. It's 1.5 pounds of lean stew meat, 1/2 cup of flour, 3 tablespoons of vegetable oil, salt and pepper to taste, 2 medium onions peeled and cut in quarters, 3 medium potatoes diced in big pieces, not little diced or shredded, 5 carrots peeled and sliced, and that's small carrots, about 1/2-inch slices, 3 cups of water, 1 tablespoon of cornstarch, and 1/2 cup of water. And then what I would do is I put the oil in a large pan and heat it. And I take my flour and salt and pepper and mix them up together, and then I put my meat in that. And then I take my hands, you know, the cook's best tools, and roll that around that meat and that flour until the meat's all coated, and brown the meat in the heated oil. Don't put it all in there at one time if you don't have a very big pan or if you have more meat. So if you want it kind of brown on all sides.
Okay.
And then when you get it all done, you take it out and you add 3 cups of water. You stir. You get all that nice brown crust piece from the bottom of the pan with that flour browned in the oil. And you add your onion and cook on low for about an hour until the stew meat's tender, because stew meat sometimes is kind of tough. Well, it used to be really economical, but I think it's really gotten expensive now. And then you add your potatoes and carrots and you cook until they're done or soft. Add more water if you need to. I mean, this is my recipe. This is not one out of a book. That's why I sort of mixed up when I tell you this.
Okay.
You mix your cornstarch and water and pour into the boiling stew. And this will thicken to good gravy to top with your cornbread or your rolls or, you know, whatever you're gonna eat with it.
Okay.
You know, to top that cornbread up. That needs to be a piece of cornbread you didn't butter when you first set out the table.
Right.
And some people add a can of peas at the last minute. This will serve about four with some leftovers, you know, if you're lucky. Sometimes it does, and the leftovers are better than they were the day before. I really like that meal. If you wanted to, you could have some white beans with it, or I really like these two, cornbread and slaw.
That sounds good.
Things like that cabbage, you know, that little tarred cabbage vinegary taste is really good with it. It just cuts it, you know, good. Or if you wanted to, you could make that cucumber and onion salad we all make. Cucumber and onions, vinegar, a little sugar and water, you know, something like that you need with it, because this is kind of a rich speedy. And I have, somebody brought me some deer, and so I'm going to try this and make it with that venison, because I've heard that deer venison stew, make it just like this, only use the venison rather than the beef.
I've had that, and it's very good.
Well, I've got some really nice venison that Jesse Kuiper brought, and I don't know if I can make stew with it. I think it's the kind you could cook like steak, or, you know, beat it and fry it and make it crazy. But somehow I just think the idea, I want to try it in the stew. Do you want my cornbread recipe while we're hanging on here?
Well, I'm just going to ask you a question about the stew while we're still on that. I have seen people make beef stew and have it very thin, and other people who make it very thick, almost so thick that your spoon will stand up in the center of it.
Well, yeah, I don't like it that thick. See, I'm sticking it with that cornstarch.
Mm-hmm.
I took that tablespoon of cornstarch, and you already had that flour kind of that came off of the ground to me.
Right.
And that thickens it, too. But that tablespoon of cornstarch, and you can put more if you don't think it's thick enough. I like it just a good gravy thickness.
Okay.
I want some juice to top up.
Okay. And I would say that's probably one of those personal preference things. I don't like it too runny.
Well, I don't want it. I don't want it too runny, but I don't want it too thick.
Okay.
So it is, you know, what maybe I would call thick might be. And so you can thicken it more, or you cannot add that last water to it.
Okay. Well, Miss Sammy, tell us your cornbread recipe.
It's Moonlight's recipe.
Okay.
Moonlight makes the best cornbread. 2 eggs, 1.5 cups of milk, 1.5 cups of buttermilk, 1/2 cup of oil, 1/2 cup of melted butter, 3 tablespoons of sugar, 1/2 cup self-rising flour, and 3 cups self-rising cornmeal. This makes quite a bit. You can either use 2 8-cup muffin tins, which Moonlight's are always muffins. And I've seen their tins when they bring them out of the kitchen. They look like they've been used 50 years. Maybe that's the reason theirs are so good.
Could be.
Or you can use a 10-inch iron skillet. And you heat your oven to 500. And put the tins or skillet in the oven while you mix the ingredients together. And you place the eggs in a mixing bowl and beat well. Add milk, buttermilk, oil, and melted butter. Mix that well. And then add your dry ingredients. And you pour it into a hot muffin tin or the skillet. And you bake the muffins about 10 minutes or 20 minutes if you're using the skillet. And sometimes I bake it a little longer. It just depends. You can look at it and tell if it's brown on top and it's done. And I think the hot tins or pans, those greased pans, make the good crust on the bottom. And that's what makes their cornbread so good. And I don't know whether the fact that they use oil and butter both rather than all one or the other. But I think Moonlight's cornbread is wonderful, those little corn muffins are.
I think you're right.
And that's really good with the beef stew, too.
I think that would be next to perfect with it.
It is good. And if you got some coleslaw, but if you got, of course, if you're making it in the summer, which you think of it as a winter meal, but what difference does it make? It really does. And I have a crock pot now that you can brown in, or a slow cooker.
Okay.
Where you can do it all in there and then put it all in there and cook. And I mean, that's an easy, good meal, you know, really good. But you do need to brown it. If you just dump that raw red beef into something and boil it, you don't have the taste that you do if you sear and brown it a little bit.
Absolutely.
I made you the least bit hungry?
Yes, and I haven't had lunch today, so I'm going to have to remedy that when we get done here.
You're going to have to do something about that, Mike.
Absolutely. Well, Miss Sammy, tell them what we always tell them.
I said, don't ever trust that skinny cook.